The spelling bee. For some, a time of childhood glory. For others, not so much. Either way, adults who want to relive their youth can do so. One popular adult spelling bee lives in an unlikely place, a bar in Brooklyn. NPR's Ben Calhoun reports.
The back room of a Brooklyn bar named Pete's Candy Store gets quiet. Williamsburg Spelling Bee, round three. The word is ablutionary.
Ablutionary. Ablutionary.
A young woman named Christine looks up at the ceiling as she rolls the word around in her head.
I'm going to guess.
The Williamsburg Spelling Bee is one of a number of grassroots adult spelling bees that have sprouted up around the country in the last several years. Some of those have limped along or fizzled out. But patrons at Pete's Candy Store are still spelling about twice a month, and it's often standing room only. It started about 5 years ago in the brain of a guy named Bobby Blue.
The light bulb moment, I was sitting in the movie theater watching Spellbound, that incredible movie documentary of the kids that are going through the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee. It was just like, why don't adults do this anymore? Why is this not fun anymore?
And so the Williamsburg Bee was born, where currently the prizes include $40 worth of free drinks and a sandwich. The bee draws all kinds. Some people just out for fun, a few looking to avenge spelling bee losses from childhood, and some people who can really spell, like Carolyn.
Carolyn D'Aquila.
D'Aquila?
D'Aquila. D'Aquila. So my spelling skills started very early.
D'Aquila went to the National Spelling Bee in the 90s and was a pronouncer at the New Hampshire State Spelling Bee for years. Recently, she became a social worker, which she says so far isn't paying for a lot of nights out.
Right, and there's a recession on, and I just got out of school, and I don't have a job, so...
So she started coming to Williamsburg, where she's won several of the recent bees and lots of free drinks.
You're kind of a ringer.
It's not fair, but I never have to pay for my drinks here.
Williamsburg Spelling Bee co-host Jen DeZura says regulars like D'Aquila make the contest a combination of just for fun and real competition.
When the Spelling Bee first started, I think that Bobby thought that a lot of people who would come would be very lackadaisical, that they would be drinking, they wouldn't really care if they won or lost, it's just a funny thing to do. But from the very first Spelling Bee, it became apparent that people who show up to an adult Spelling Bee are largely here to win.
On this particular night, the competition was plenty tough, slicing through dozens and dozens of spelling words in an hour and a half.
All right, Jen, let's go.
Intercalary, intercalary.
Accordate.
Detumescence, detumescence.
Emollient, emollient, okay.
Can you say it one more time?
Sacristan.
Damn.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh. In the end, D'Aquila narrowly edged out an archivist from the Museum of Modern Art.
Carolyn!
It's so ridiculous. Carolyn!
The Williamsburg Spelling Bee is currently in its 10th full season, which ends in a championship this December. Ben Calhoun, NPR News, New York.